How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Yeah. What's going on, friends? That time again. It's the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them in Rockford, Michigan along 14 Mile Road. Or check them out online, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. UTVs, ATVs, ABCs, EFGs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, Yamaha golf carts, snowmobiles, go-karts. Those are fun. Oh, my God. E-bikes, all that stuff. You get it at Impact Power Sports. New inventory arriving daily. Go there and check out what they have. They even have used equipment. I love them. A full service department. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Over there at Impact Power Sports. Thank you to them for being part of the show. They're pretty close over there to like Greenville, Michigan. They're not far. I bring that up because in just 2 weeks, I'll be bringing on a sponsor that's new but old. I've had Green Medicine Shop on in the past in Greenville, Michigan, and they're coming back. Little preview of that is they are now no longer just a medicinal marijuana dispensary. They're recreational. So you can do both. There is a difference, by the way, in medicinal and recreational marijuana. We'll be talking about that as the weeks go on, but they are back. And that was a business that they were really scrambling trying to make it happen. And it was harder for them because the rest of the state is with recreational marijuana being a regular thing here. They're like, oh my God, well, how come we can only sell medicinal marijuana? Well, there was like an ordinance within the community. And they went ahead and they were able to actually get that done where recreational marijuana is a thing. Maureen says, do not combine ATVs with CBD. Well, CBD is not so bad. It's just don't get stoned while you're riding an ATV is what you're trying to say. Ryan is here. He says, look, I normally can do these earlier shows. You know, we start a little early on Fridays because I get done with the radio show a little earlier, like one full hour. And the word is getting around that that is the thing. So thank you so much. Glad you are here, to Ryan and to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for making this whole thing go. Jeremy says CBD is fine. THC is a no-go. I can't even begin to wrap my mind around what it would be like for me to be stoned. I had an opportunity the other day. I was at doing the Who Are These Podcast show. And one of the guys that was there, Vinny Paulino, we're in the back behind the building. EZ's got a Newport. And he's blazing a joint, a blunt. He goes, here, hit this, man. Hit this. I go, no, What's wrong? How come? I don't know. It's just not my thing. You know, it'll affect my sobriety. I've been sober for 30 years, for God's sake. So I can't, no, I'm good. He goes, oh God, I forgot about that. Yeah, you've been sober. Well, good for you, man. Good for you. That's really good. I always love when people who are stoned are telling me that it's good to be sober. I don't have any judgment on anybody who gets stoned. I've noticed that people who are stoned, it's totally fine to have a conversation with them. The drunks are the problem. I cannot stand talking to someone who is way too intoxicated. It's just an awful experience. I think the last time I got stoned, I was in college. So I think it's about 1992. All I remember is laughing. A lot of laughing. Shit gets funnier when you're stoned. Shit that's normally not that funny is funny when you're stoned. That's about all I remember from that. We had a hell of a time last night on a Big Fraud Thursday. We kicked it off with episode number 34 of Who Are These Freebeers? And it was, wow, we had a lot of high point moments. In particular, Ben's coverage of the segment that our heroes did last week, Who Reads It Sexier? Now, I thought that this was a bit that Greg kind of created on his own, where he went ahead and got a instruction manual to random thing, and then they read it in sexy voice. But it turns out that it actually was a Facebook thing that was going around with the same instructions from like a bed assembly. And I can't tell you how horrible this was. It's something you really have to hear. So for 15 minutes, they were talking in sultry voices, reading instructions. And it was neither sexy nor funny, but it was annoying. I know a lot of people use the word cringe. Just really, really rough. And then Greg, what he likes to do is when he gets hate texts from people saying, hey, this sucks. I mean, people are like legitimately annoyed at how bad it is. He reads that shit on the air. We parked on that a little bit as he starts. People are like sending him hate mail as it's happening. And he's reading those and then continuing to do the bit. It was so bad. One of the worst things I've heard. But we did our best to make that bit entertaining. I think we did a fair job of ripping it a new one. Then there was the whole moment where I guess this is a realization where Kelly Cheese has realized that she does that those crispy R's. The words that we use to illustrate that for the past 1+ years is graham cracker. If you say graham cracker, like that, you are saying that's a crispy R. And she is the queen mother of crispy R's. There's no one crispier than her. There was a moment when everybody said the same words, like creamy. And everybody said creamy, 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 creamy. And she was creamy. And then she goes, she like has this stark realization that she sounds fucked up with the crispiness. So everyone else is saying creamy. She's saying creamy. Everyone else is saying graham. She's saying cram. Graham cracker. And Greg is a fucking moron because he's going, I don't notice anything. I don't really hear a difference at all. God. There was references to her saying crispy creamy. In fact, I can't not play it. The clip that we featured from some of that. I think we need to pull back the curtain a little bit from what happened on Patreon, just so that we can all, while we're here in this setting, maybe expose it to more people of how it unfolded. Give me a second here, because I'm not even sure. Let's see what. All right, here you go.
Graham cracker.
Okay, I might need to boost that audio up a little bit, so we can all enjoy it appropriately.
Graham cracker.
Oh. So instead of saying graham cracker, she says
graham cracker.
She's talking about. It sounds like she has marbles in her mouth, and it's like, how the fuck? This is how that all started. When she started to break it down, and we talked about it on Who Are These Freebeers?
Man, ever since I started this job, people have been saying I say my R's weird. Cars. Christmas. Incredible. New York. Come to Oregon. Come here. Temperature. Algorithms. Incredible. Four. Crust. Cripple. And I don't know if it's true. Crust. Cripple. And I don't really care, usually.
All right. So I added in those crispy R's to illustrate how fucked up it is. Somebody suggested that, I'll just play it. People were weighing in as to what is happening there.
Somebody said it's whenever you say CRs and GRs.
CRs.
Like, she doesn't get it. Wait, huh? Wait, what do you mean, CRs?
Somebody said it's whenever you say CRs and GRs.
CRs.
Like,
CR, oh, like
cream and great.
And cream. Cream. How do you guys say cream?
Cream.
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 She's not hearing it. Holy shit.
Cream. Cream. How do you guys say cream?
Wow. So bizarre.
Oh, no.
Cracker.
Graham cracker.
Wow. Shit. This is when she kind of has a realization about it.
Creamy R's. Crispy R's are the creamy R's. And they say, they're like crispy, crunchy graham cracker.
Crispy, crunchy graham cracker.
Graham cracker.
Graham. Oh, do I sound like that?
At the end of that, Maitland does the impression of her. And she's like, what? Am I saying graham cracker?
Creamy R's. Crispy R's are the creamy R's. And they say, they're like crispy, crunchy graham cracker.
Crispy, crunchy graham cracker.
Graham cracker.
Oh, do I sound like that?
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. We parked on that for quite a bit longer. Amy says, I think it's because she uses the back of the tongue to say the CR sound and the GR sounds instead of the front of her tongue. Rick from TC Paintball does the same thing with his L sounds. He does? I've never heard that. Ryan says, it's true, Amy. Not everyone can have pipes as perfect as Big Frog's or, frankly, mine. That's true. I mean, look at how perfect my pipes are. The noises I can produce would amaze you, believe me. It sounds like Trump is saying that. Matt is talking hurtfully. I can't get behind the comment. No wonder why Ross left her. That's a horrible thing to say. Ryan also makes a nice comment about my hair. I appreciate that. He says, hair on point. All right. So we parked on that quite a bit on a Big Fraud Thursday. I'm curious to listen to Rick's L's now. Tried to get Rick on last week. I'm going to try right now. Rather polarizing, he is. Hopefully, this will go smoothly.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to...
That is like twice now. Consecutive weeks, I have tried to get him on the show. I don't know what's going on. I know that we can't have it where we're leading up to a Lion game and that we don't have Kyle Tiller on. We have to have Kyle on. Exciting. Come on, big fella. All right, I'm getting stood up. Corey says one time Rick kicked a dog into a ceiling fan. That is not true.
Hey, folks, you reached Kyle Tiller.
Jesus. All right. Call me, bitch. Period. You can't jinx the Lions. We had on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast yesterday, Chris in Minnesota, who is a Lions fan, he was joining us, and he might be the most cynical Lions fan I've ever witnessed. He makes Joe Martinez look like the guy who sings forward down the field for the Lions. I mean, he's that upset and jaded with the football team. I don't know how that's even possible. He was pissing everybody off. Oh my God, Linda, short fuse Linda. The fuse was extremely short. She actually told him to fuck off. It was intense. Chris is like, you know, here you have the Lions. They've been a goddamn buzzsaw for quite some time now. And he's like, oh, yeah, bunch of bullshit. Goff threw five interceptions. So, like, that's what he's parking on. So Linda is, she describes herself as no fuse Linda with that guy. She has had it with him. Maureen says she actually said, fuck off and die to Chris in Minnesota. Matt says it was very hate-filled last night. The ladies must have been synced. I'm not sure what he means by that. I think he's suggesting that they would be experiencing their menstrual cycles at the same time. I don't know if you know this, Matt, but all of the women that are there are probably past having menstrual cycles. That's, you know, they're all like either that or they're going through it, you know, hot flashes and shit like that. Matt is one of my MAGA brothers. All right. As much as I hate Trump, I have huge love to the people that love Trump that support me. All right. And all Trump fans are doing are sitting back and smiling. They're so happy. And so my audience members who hate Trump are telling my audience members that love Trump to fuck off. Stevie went like hardcore on poor Matt. Let's bring Kyle Tiller in here.
Hey, what's up, Doug?
Hey, Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Good.
We were just talking about people who hate the Lions, even though they're still cynical and they're assholes. They're like, oh, yeah, same old Lions. And somehow that those people still exist.
Yeah, dude, I say fuck them, dog.
Yeah, we had that happen on my evening podcast last night. One guy in particular was laying it on the Lions because Jared Goff threw five interceptions. And he's just, oh my God, he's just letting him have it. What are your thoughts on that? Because he had been untouchable for quite some time, and then he had a bad game.
Yeah, so if I can, let me set the scene for you, Zane. So, let me ask you a question first. I was just thinking about this, like, last night. It's possible, you know how, like, women do that thing where they, like, say, like, Mercury is in retrograde or whatever, and that affects your fucking, you know, like, all that, like, that weird astrological shit they do? I think something was wrong with the astral plane on Sunday, Eric Zane, and fucking Jared Goff, he, like, for a while there, he was like, you know what? I feel a little retarded today, dude.
Okay.
And but then, like, in the fourth quarter, took a pill or something. He was just, the fourth quarter. Okay, so let me set this scene for you, Zane. So I was at Pepino's, right? Just watching the game with a couple guys.
Yeah.
So the game starts, right? And, like, Eric Zane, there hasn't been a game this year where I kept saying, what the fuck is going on right now? You know what I mean? Like, even the Tampa Bay game, like, you know, it was just weird. Second game of the season, you know, you kind of expect it. But several times I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? You know what I mean? And then my buddy, like, one buddy in particular, he's like, at halftime when we were down 23-7, he's like, I'm leaving, dude. And I was like, no, dude. I'm like, they can win this game, dude. He was like, they're not going to win this game. He's like, they look like, he's like, I got to go home, man. And he stayed around for like a little bit longer, but it was like they didn't score. It was still 23-7. So he took off. And I'm like, you're making a big fucking mistake, dude. I was like, Lions are going to win this game, dude. And he didn't believe me. And I'll tell you what. Then I was just by myself at the end of the game in Pepino's. And let me tell you this, Eric Zane. Being in a bar at a game like that, like where it's like you're surrounded by like a lot of people who want the Lions to win, it's just a great fucking time, dude. They pulled through. It was fucking awesome, dude.
I shut it off. I said, you know what? This is going to be kind of one of those wild rocket rides. And if they come back, I'm going to be all jacked. I'll probably stay up till 3 a.m. So fuck this shit. I shut it down. And, I fucking walked away with 5 minutes to go in the first half. I said, you know what? I'm going to bed. And then I woke up ready to do the gig here, and it says Lions win. I'm like, fuck yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't believe Eric Zane. That's what I was saying to my buddy. I was like, there's something just like a little bit different about this team. I mean, like, we've had good teams, like even like last year, but like this team's just a little bit better than last year's team, if you ask me. I mean, I'm like, I just thought like the whole second half, I was like, we're going to do it, dude. We're going to fucking do it. And then Jake Bates, dude, just fucking little white dude who inherited Dan Campbell's big old dick, dude, and just fucking stroked those field goals, dude.
Yeah, that was so close. Holy shit.
I know.
My God.
Both those field goals were right inside of the – I was like, holy shit, dude. That was a game right there.
All right. Well, now, did you also see James Houston shit his pants?
Yeah, you know what? Earlier this week, I didn't notice or anything during the game. So like, I just started seeing those articles pop up and him like defending himself and stuff. And he said he sat on Gatorade. I'm not so sure, dude. That looks like right down the butt crack, dude. It's hard to say.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, Amon Ra St. Brown does a podcast with his brother, and his brother said to him. On his show, hey, last thing I want to talk about, Amon-Ra St. Brown, what's up with James Houston shitting his pants? And and Amon-Ra said, oh my God, he totally confirmed it. He totally confirmed that he actually did shit his pants. Amon-Ra said that David Montgomery walked up to his locker and said, hey, Saint, James is going viral. And then St. Brown said, for what? And he goes, James just shit his pants on the field.
Man, I mean, like that. Can you, I mean, I get it, kind of. I mean, I don't get it. I never shit my pants when I was playing football. But, like, you know, sometimes when you're, like, trying to, like, exert, like, so much fucking strength in your body, like, sometimes, you know, like, you have those near misses where you're like, oh, shit, that was close, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. But, like, yeah, I've just never let one go into my pants. I don't know what that feels like.
You have never, ever done that?
No, and I'm still 35, so the butthole is still pretty tight.
You know, I don't play around with it at all. So it's going to stay tight for as long as my age lets me.
Okay, so I probably got out of diapers at like age 3 or 4. And then, so that meant I probably only had 10 good years before I started shitting my pants again. And it's been nonstop ever since.
Eric Dana, you say you got to lose BH?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, today I had a scare because I had way too much Raisin Bran Crunch before I went to bed. It was feeling I had some real rough moments this morning. It was very I got to be careful as I get older.
I will say the closest the closest period of my life that I got to that was when I was a valet guy, because like we'd all go out and get fucking hammered and stuff like the night before, and then like sometimes you'd work in the morning or whatever, and you know how like after you drink a bunch of liquor and stuff, like your shits are just fucked up. So there were some times when like you'd be like running to get somebody's car and you'd be like you know what I mean, but I never did shit, but that was like a rough year and a half, I will say.
All right, well, that obviously you dodged a bullet and lucked out. I can just imagine somebody getting into their car after you get their car, and they're like, God damn, it smells like booze in here. Booze and shit.
Yeah, so here's the thing, Eric Dane. If you ever become like a valet manager for some reason in your life, you just shouldn't hire dudes in the youngies, I'll tell you that, because they're all boozing, and they're all coming in like pretty hungover and or still buzzed. So just don't hire the young guys, dude.
I would like to read to you a comment from the chat about you.
Hell yeah.
Ryan writes, he's referring to you, tells story, stops telling story, says, let me set the scene, continues rambling incoherently. Kyle, like a fine wine.
That's 100%. That's me for sure. And here's the thing, like just for the general public, I mean, a lot of people at this point could just tell this about me, but I never know how I want to start a story. You know what I mean? So I'll just start talking, and then I'm like I'll be talking to myself as I'm talking to other people. Like I have like a second voice in my head that's like, you know what? You should probably start with a different.
No,
say something different. And then it just happens. It just comes out because I can't stop it. So,
no,
that's all fucked up.
That's fine, because there's two things happening at once. And when you do that, it's kind of like resetting. It's kind of like establishing your own groundwork for how you want to actually do something. Ryan then, so he follows up with, Kyle doesn't need to change anything. He it's perfect the way it is.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you know what? I did think about that, like, generally, like, yeah, I'm a rambler and I'm a fucking mumbler and I start several sentences. But, like, some people just talk normal or talk good. And I imagine, like, in their heads, they're like, man, like, I wish I could talk like that sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You talk perfect. You talk perfectly. Any tales from the road that you want to share from doing your work as a junk removal specialist?
No, it's been a pretty chill week. I will tell you, Frankenmuth last weekend was pretty fucking wild.
That's right.
It wasn't really wild, but it was just, let me tell you this, Eric, then you know that, have you been to Frankenmuth?
Yes.
You know that fucking restaurant? I think I talked about it
Zenders.
Before last week. Yeah, that restaurant that just fucking, no, the Bavarian Inn or whatever.
Bavarian Inn, okay, yep.
Yeah, that place, okay, so I only get there twice now, right? So last year I went, and then this year I went. It was so fucking wild this time, Eric Zane. I'm not lying when I say this. We got there at 5 p.m. and we left there at 5:30 p.m. And I was like, holy shit. Dude. I mean, like, it's like the cooks or the chefs are just back there going, just keep making it, dude, because they're coming. And we ate and had a whole great experience in 30 minutes. Dude. It was wild.
Wow. So basically, it's just nonstop cooks, chicken dinner.
It seems like it. And then I was joking with Blue. I was like, you know what? Like, if you work here, because they're all wearing like traditional German uniforms or whatever the fuck they're wearing. They're wearing a costume, right? And I'm like, imagine if like you got a job here and like then you like got like your work friends, and then like after like 6 or 7 months, like you decide you're gonna hang out. And I'm like, what do you think it's like seeing somebody in regular clothes after that amount of time? After you see them as a little fucking German lady for, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's a trippy thing.
Well, they're all skinheads and Nazi sympathizers there. Everybody knows that.
Straight up, actually, I should have prepared better and sent you pictures. But I was taking pictures all over Frankenmuth. So this motel we stayed in the first night, they just like, it was called like, I think it was just called the Frankenmuth Inn or some shit like that. But on like their sign, they had like weird insignia.
Oh, yeah.
So I took a picture of it. And I texted my buddy. I was like, I'm pretty sure that we're going to meet the SS here tonight. I think this is where the SS stays.
Yes.
But that was just weird, dude.
Yeah, I know it. It's just a couple pen strokes away from being the SS symbol or the swastika. That's exactly what it is. I'm not buying. I have never bought that Germany, with the snap of a finger, went from killing millions of people to good people. There's no fucking way. Hey, it's your old pal Iggy Z for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods were fantastic artisan-type creators make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Just right off the app. I get it. I get what you're saying here.
You know, it's not fucking Thanos snapping his fingers on the Infinity Gauntlet. It's like, Jesus Christ. How in the fuck why are we trusting these people?
It is possible. Actually, I think I remember maybe from like history class in the back day, in the old days. Like, I feel like, I think a bunch of Nazis went to like Brazil or fucking Portugal. I don't remember where they
Argentina.
Went.
Argentina,
yeah. And a bunch of them went there. But I think the rest of them went to Frankenmuth, dude, just based on all the shit.
Oh, yeah. They're probably still a few 100-year-old dudes on the fucking fryer cooking the chicken.
Oh, dude. And actually, you know what? I'm so glad we're talking about Frankenmuth because I was texting my buddy, too, because he came up there to go to Bronner's as well to buy some fucking ornaments and stuff. But I was telling him, I was like, you know what I think is the funniest thing and possibly the best thing about Bronner's? And he was like, what? And I was like, I was like, the Bronner family, I'm pretty sure, is like racist. And I was like, and I'll tell you why. And he was like, why? I was like, in Bronner's, that big ass fucking store, I was like, to help you navigate, I'm like, they break it all out into sections, right? And I'm like, just by chance, they have a Section 8, right? And in that fucking section, there's nothing. There's just like a big open space of nothing. And I think it's like it's a commentary on fucking social stuff.
It's a nod to Section 8 housing? Is that what the suggestion is? Yo! Oh my God, did I lose you?
You still there?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh shit, am I in a bad spot?
I don't know, I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear you, dude.
Oh, well,
What'd you say?
Never mind. It's gone. Let me ask you this. There was one more thing I wanted to get to. God damn it. What was it? Now my brain is fried. Shit, it's so there. Oh, God damn it. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. That fight is tonight. It's on Netflix. Are you going to watch that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to try to. That's for fucking sure. Because, I mean, I'm not like super into boxing, but I would like to see Mike Tyson fight again. You know, I watched it maybe twice in the 90s or something like that. So it would be cool just to see.
He's 58 years old. I'm going to show an image of him in a little bit on the weigh-in. He looks like he's 27, and it's absurd.
Hell yeah.
It's absurd how great shape he's in, at least by appearance sake. But and this it's pretty bad. This Jake Paul, I can't stand this fucking guy. I want the rapist to win the fight.
Oh hell yeah, there's gonna be. I'm hoping for like some pretty like. I mean, we're talking Mike Tyson, so I'm hoping that he just kind of just does his thing and just fucks him up, dude.
I think those two are pals though, so I'm a little bit dubious about this whole thing being a work.
Yeah, you know, I have thought about that because just like, you know, these days everyone's like, the NFL is scripted, the NBA is scripted, you know what I mean? Like, the amount of money that the boxers make, you know what I mean? Like, they couldn't be staging the whole fucking thing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, there was that, what fight was it? Was that fight with Conor McGregor or whatever when... I don't remember which fight it was, but like it wasn't a hard hit, and like the guy went down, and they're like, "Oh, it's that fucking." I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, though. I don't know.
Yeah, it's possible, Edgar.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm a little. I wish that they at least tried to act like they hated each other, but it's just stupid now. So, David in the chat says, "This fight is as real as wrestling."
Yeah, you know, and that could be. But who knows? You know, maybe somehow, like, maybe Jake Paul will, like, do something that'll just, like, that Mike Tyson didn't agree to or something, and Mike Tyson will be like, oh, that's not right, and just fucking knock him out, dude.
All right, so hopefully, I mean, I don't know if I'll stay up to watch it, but I am interested in finding out who won and watching the highlights. That's as far as I'll go. And maybe I'll turn it on, but come on. All right.
Yeah, because it'll be like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
Probably.
Maybe?
I think the undercard starts at 8 p.m., you know?
Hell yeah.
All right. So, as always, I thank you. Still waiting on the commitment from Dumpster Divers to get on the show. God damn it.
I know.
Standing by, ready to go. All right. Well, you have a good one and give your family my best. Give them a hug, and I'll talk to you very soon.
I'm just saying this real quick. Lions, 49-10, baby.
All right. I like it. Talk to you.
All right. Love you guys.
See ya.
Dude.
Bye-bye. That's Kyle from Dumpster Divers. Or I'm sorry. Kyle from a company that used to market on this very podcast. Kenny says, EZ, it's the first time EZ's said that name of that company on the show in quite some time. Linda says he's getting the milk for free, EZ, so why pay? Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I'd probably do the same thing. Are you suggesting I cut him off? I mean, I don't know if that's a great idea because I enjoy talking to him. And, you know, we've got this little jinx thing going with the Lions. Chris says he suggests that I should start talking about other dumpster companies. It's not a bad idea. Grand Rapids Dumpster Rental. Let's see where this takes us. All right, this top one here, don't rent from this one, okay? These guys suck. Any one of these other ones, though. Holloway Now, affordabledumpsterrental.com, been there, dump that, Grand Rapids Dumpster Rentals. This one right here, don't do it. If you rent dumpsters from this guy, from this company, you will get AIDS and die. Kenny suggests call them live and try to get someone to sign up as a sponsor. Been There, Dump That is a great name. I think I need to bang on the door of Been There, Dump That. Here you go. Been There, Dump That, Grand Rapids. Look at this guy. Your five-star, most reliable, residential-friendly dumpsters for Grand Rapids. Oh, yeah, these guys are happening. See, this is a franchise. This is what Kyle wants to do with his nameless company. He wants to franchise it. Okay. Well, I say, when in doubt, go to Been There, Dump That, Dumpster Rentals. I'm totally kidding. Don't do that. But Linda is right. Fuckers getting the milk for free. Why pay for it? A little bit more about Mike Tyson. This is the way in. Okay. Iron Mike is 58 years old. There's not an ounce of fat on him. He goes for the weigh in. His giant hog is sticking out. He grabs his wiener. Wow. He looks very powerful to me. I mean, not a bit of fat on this guy. That's impressive. Holy shit. Linda says, I love the Versace underwear. David says he's in great shape for his age. I think he's in great shape, period. Not so much for his age. That alone is interesting. There was a sucker slap that occurred. He slapped Jake Paul off the face, or in the face, and Jake Paul laughed it off. Rich hates Tyson. He doesn't want Tyson to win because, you know, he's a rapist. But I made the point yesterday that after a certain amount of years, nobody cares. All right. So, yeah, it was a busy day yesterday. Lots of podcasting. I don't really have a lot to share from yesterday because it was essentially podcast, podcast, podcast. Podcast, 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 go to bed. I didn't eat throughout the day. And there was a moment during the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast where I felt like my blood sugar was at an all-time low. Joe Martinez is here. He says that's the norm nowadays. He says dump, but he's referring to Donald Trump, is a rapist. Well, you know, Trump was convicted in a civil trial for having his way with that one chick. That's true. I'm still anxious to see if Trump is going to wind up in prison. That could absolutely happen. Trump has appointed Robert F. Kennedy to be like the new czar of vaccines or some shit. And he's like been talking about, he's kind of like an anti-vaxxer. which I think that those people are some of the worst people on the planet. So basically, strap yourselves in, girls and boys. You've got a guy that says vaccines cause autism who is in charge of your health now. I think he made some other guy who's like a Fox News reporter, like in charge of his staff or something like that. These appointees are going to be fantastic. I say that because of the entertainment factor. Out of the blue, Amanda says Clinton is a cheater. Now, I don't know what that has to do with Trump raping a chick. I mean, if I had to choose between who would I want to hang out with, a rapist or a guy who cheats on his wife, I would want to hang out with the guy who cheats on his wife more than I would the rapist. I wouldn't want to be around the rapist. So I don't know why you're pointing the finger at Clinton. Who gives a shit? Linda says, Amanda is a typical Trumper. Point the finger at a Democrat to defend her man. All right. Well, as I've said before, as much as I love all my MAGA supporters, they are the dumbest people that have ever walked the face of the earth. And the thing is, we've known that about Amanda. All right? I didn't need to find out who she's voting for to be able to say with 100% accuracy and confidence that she's dumb. Amanda says, I'm just saying there's wrong on all sides. Apples and oranges, you dumb twat. A guy cheating on his wife is not the same as a guy who rapes a woman, you fucking moron. God damn. You tool. I can't even believe you suggested such a thing. Joe Martinez writes, we are fucked as a nation. Now, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. But I did hear, I didn't even really know about this. I noticed it when, during the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Megan was canning food. Which, it just looked interesting. I go, what are you doing over there? She goes, yeah, I'm just canning food. And because I don't know what's going to happen. I go, what are you talking about? And I guess there is a underlying, bubbling under theory that the world is going to come to an end or something like that. Or the U.S. is going to collapse. Stevie said she's making bread, too. I guess she's becoming self-sustaining. Is this, I know a theory that we're at the end times. We're going to have to fend for ourselves. I hadn't heard this. And it was just, Maureen says we need to stockpile coffee. That's right. She talked about how Trump will... make it so that there's tariffs on food coming into anything coming into the U.S. And I don't know if that's 100% true. I know he's used the word tariff quite a bit, but I don't know if it's going to include food or things like products, automotive, shit like that. Trump, I don't know if you know about this, when he was in his first term in office, he imposed tons of tariffs on products coming into the U.S. And the idea is that's an extra tax that goes into the country's pockets for him to use in any way, shape, or form that he wants to. The idea was get companies to spend a lot more to get the shit into the U.S. And then they will be, they will hopefully want to produce the materials in the U.S. as opposed to overseas, thus eliminating the tariff. However, zero companies actually did that. They paid the tariff and raised the price so that you paid for it. I don't know if that's very good. I mean, it would be good for whoever is getting that money coming in from the companies on the tariff, and God knows what they're using it for. But I don't think that the tariffs affected you in a positive way at all. I guess 8 years ago during Trump's first time in office. So that's probably going to happen again, and you'll end up paying for it. So the idea is then that if that is the case, if coffee imported into the U.S., it has a higher tariff on it, or a tariff on it that didn't before, that the coffee producers, the people who are importing it, will then charge you more for the coffee. So because that is happening, thus the end of days right around the corner. Cost of coffee going up, thus we will lose the electrical grid and have no hospitals going forward. We will have no gasoline going forward. So I don't believe any of that bullshit. Amanda says, I want to know who started this stupid-ass rumor that J.D. Vance wants to track women's menstrual cycles. That really, that's that would be interesting. Kenny says to Stevie, they are one and the same. One is the actual name and the other is a nickname for it. I can't imagine people actually think they're different. LOL. Wow. Wow. Trumpers think Obamacare is different from the Affordable Care Act. That's what he's responding to. Trumpers think that Obamacare is different from the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, most people aren't aware. I wish they were aware, but they're not. Eric, I thought I sent you a TikTok about it. Maybe you did, but if I did see it and I didn't laugh or find something interesting to laugh about, I probably wouldn't play it. Linda says, it's The Handmaid's Tale coming to life. It's not coming to life. Corey says, I wouldn't be surprised if he does want to do that. He's the toxic kind of religious. Yeah, come on, guys. I understand being pissed off that your gal didn't win. My gal didn't win. I wanted Kamala Harris to win. But come on. The idea that your menstrual cycles are going to be tracked, forcing women to have babies. There's no fucking way that's going to happen. Come on now. At the end of the day, you know what's going to happen? Trump's going to get richer. Trump's going to get richer. You're not even going to notice. And then in 4 years, there will be another election that will be called the most important election of our times. Matt, who voted for Trump, says he's the political shitbag, just like everyone else in government. We will all survive. Exactly. By the way, I touched on it, and then I got a hold of Kyle. Stevie, oh my God, she blistered him. She was telling him to go fuck himself because he voted for Trump. You see, I think we need to tone this shit down. Just because stupid people voted for Trump doesn't make them bad people. You forget, I voted for Trump 4 years ago. When he lost, I voted for him. Then I flipped. Now I don't support him. I mean, I support him because he's the president. I want him to do well. But I think you guys are just kind of fucking, you need to tone it down a little bit. I think your lives are going to be happier. All right? Your lives are going to be happier and better if you can just dial that back about 45%. We lost. You lost. Accept that shit. Don't bitch. Move on from there. That's all you can do. Kuipers makes a good point. He says, if this tells you anything, Eric votes for losers. I have voted in 9 elections. Twice, I have voted for the winner. 7 times, I've voted for the loser. And I haven't won one in years. 88, no vote. I could have, but I didn't. 92, did not vote for Clinton. I don't even know who he ran against. L. 96, I voted for Bob Dole. Lost. Wait a minute, 92 was George W. Bush against Clinton. L. 2000, George W. voted for George W. Got the win. 04, voted for George W. Got the win. 08, I don't know who ran against Obama. L. You never remember the loser. 12, I did not vote for Obama. L. 16, I voted for Clinton. L. 2000, I voted for Trump. L. Wait a minute. Not 2000. 2020. 2024, I vote for Harris. L. I am on a 4, 8, 12, 6, 20-year losing streak. Last time I won, I voted for the winner was 04. God damn. Chris says, W is the last time that I voted for a Republican or a Democrat for president. Chris votes like third party, I guess, or doesn't vote at all. Joe Martinez says, it's because you are a loser. Thank you. I appreciate that. All that Amanda is maintaining is that everybody will be fine if you take care of your own shit. She says that. However, the point was made to me yesterday, and I found this interesting. Yeah, Eric, you say that, but you are a white man. And she's right. I can't walk into the shoes. I can try to, but I can't really walk in the shoes of the people who may be marginalized by things presidential or because of the president's administration. Stevie made that point to me. Corey says, RFK is going to take away Amanda's Doritos. What? Linda said, No one had to say everything will be fine if you take care of your own shit when Biden won. Well, that's not really true. I've always maintained that there's really, I've always said that. It doesn't matter who's won. I've always said, hey, you know, at the end of the day, at least for me, white guy, that everything's going to be fine for me. Maybe it won't be fine for the gay guy or the transgender person or the black guy or the Mexican. Ben Glaze is here. He says, hoping housing interest rates go down for me and Kuipers and that abortion doesn't get a full ban. I'm pro-murder like you, Eric. Oh, big time. Big time. When I hear that abortions are happening, the boner I get is unbelievable. Maureen says, you're a white man with hot tub fraud bus money. Amanda says, okay, so you guys have to think, what does Trump being president do to me, myself? Stevie, what does it do for you? Nothing. Well, all right, that's one way of looking at it. But you also have to consider that not everybody is so myopic in their view of the world. Other people, some people in the world, like Stevie, look out for others, are concerned about the direction of the country as a whole and the rhetoric and the shit like that and views on certain people. So I think that when you make that comment, I think you have to be careful that you not look like you're so self-centered about it. I think that that's what a lot of people who have a feeling that this is a bad thing for America. You know, I think that there's more to it than just that. I think that that has to be considered. Linda says, we are women, Amanda. He has proven he doesn't respect us or your decisions. God damn, I need to block someone. You're infuriating her, Amanda, you fucking dummy. Amanda says, what other people are thinking is none of my business. They need to handle their business. Yeah, but you're missing the point. The point is their business might be affected because of changes to law that are discriminatory. That's the point. The point is it wouldn't be an equal playing field. You can't just sit there and say, oh, well, take care of it. It's your problem. When it might not be equal or respecting how they are and who they are as a person. That's the point. You have to at least acknowledge that. Maureen says, I'm picturing Linda changing into the Hulk right now. All right. So we are being infiltrated by these dense opinions by Amanda. I think we can all agree with that. That everything she said is stupid. Even the people that love Trump, my MAGA sisters and brothers, think that Amanda is spewing bullshit. Corey says, the point being made kicks Amanda squarely in the twat and she still misses it. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.